Hallelujah. The Word of God says to us in the book of Isaiah, if you may please, turn with me to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43, I'm going to look at verse 18 and 19 and begin to build a thought with us tonight. The Word of God says here, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old." Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Now, what is he talking about? Is everything that he's asking them to forget bad? No. A lot of the things he's asking them to forget about were altogether good. But sometimes we can be stuck in the past. We can be stuck in the good old days and never dream new dreams and never knew nor another experience in God, an experience that will catapult us into the destiny that God has for us. And so when God wants to do something new in our lives, he says, "I want you to let go of the past. Don't get stuck on what happened yesterday. Yesterday's manna was good for yesterday. Today's a new day. And tomorrow is another day. I need for you to let go of this rope you're holding on to. Release yourself if you don't want to swing all the way back." Amen? You got to let go. And somebody here today needs to let go of something. It's not only the bad things. We know about the bad things that we need to let go of. But sometimes it's the good things that we have held on to that is the problem. God says, "I want you to forget about that. Let it go." I think there was a popular song, children's song, not too long ago. "Let it go, let it go." I don't know what the words are. And I don't know why that song was so popular. I listened to it. I said, "What is so good about this song? What is this?" You know what? Everybody's singing it. The children are singing it. The adults are singing it. "Let it go. Let it go." It's a good thing. Amen? The Word of God says, "Remember ye not the former things." Don't put your mind on the former things. Whatever it is, good, bad, or ugly. "Neither consider the things of old." Because many times we get tied to what happened yesterday, last year, who failed us yesterday and last year and 10 decades ago, who did what and so on and so forth. This is what happened and that happened and that happened. This person left me and now you don't trust anymore. That boyfriend jilted me, so I cannot trust another relationship. And you stuck bringing your past into your present. God says, "Let it go. Let it what? Go." You gotta let it go. Because if you don't let it go, it is going to mess up what God has for you. As a church, we need to do the same thing. Let go of yesterday's pain, yesterday's arguments, yesterday's failures, yesterday's whatever. Let it go. Whatever God has for you is a new thing. Amen? It says, "Behold, I will do a new thing." Verse 19. "Behold," look with intent, look purposefully, "I will do a new thing." If God says, "I will do something," it's already done. Amen? It's already what? Done. It's not like he's going to do it. Before God tells you, "I'm going to do something," he's done it already. Hallelujah. "I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth." Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Now that's a very big question. Now it will be done, and shall you not know it? Are you going to see it when it happens? Are you going to experience it when it happens? Or are you going to still stay stuck looking at yesterday, what did not happen, and miss out on what God is doing right now? This morning, we shared about the man of God, Elijah, wanting rain to be restored. When he said the first time, "It shall not rain in this land, but according to my word," immediately stopped raining. But when it was time for there to be a restoration of rain, God told him, "When you see Ahab, it's going to rain." He saw Ahab and no rain. And we explored that thought this morning, and also we did last two Sundays ago in the service, two Sundays ago in the evening service, I talked about that. It is so easy for you and I to get the bad result. It's not going to rain immediately, no rain. Now, it's going to rain, but it's not raining. You have to do a lot of things to bring about the necessary change. That's why, child of God, first thing we need to do is not create a past that we need to undo. Let me say that again. We must not create a past that we need to undo. Let me say the third time. We must not create a past that we need to undo. You say, what does that mean? It means don't say deadly things about your past, because you are going to have to resurrect it. You are going to have to eat all those words. So if you don't like those words, don't say it in the first place, because it comes negative. It's easier for this to drop than for me to keep it up. And sometimes the struggles we face are struggles that we have placed in position. And so God says to us, "I want you to forget about that past. I want you to forget about that past, because I'm going to do a new thing, and you need to see it. You need to see it when it happens. You need to see it when it happens. And the only reason you're not going to see it when it happens is if you're stuck in the past. I will even," he says, "make a way in the wilderness." Wow. "I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." I'm going to turn things around. He says, "The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness." Now, what is this? What is he talking about here? When he says, "The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls," he's saying, "I am going to so bless you that demonic forces are going to say, I salute you. I thought there was no way this was going to happen. I salute. God, you are too much." Oh, when demons have to praise God, you know something good is happening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is about to confuse the forces of darkness and cause your glory to be manifested, that the forces of darkness are forced to salute. Amen? Yeah, this, hey. Oh, yes. we go to hell. Hail your name. Yes. The devil is about to salute, because God is going to do something extraordinary in your life. Hallelujah. Sister Kasha, do you receive it? You receive it? Then you've got it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God wants to do something extraordinary. He's going to cause waters, make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. Wow. He says, "Because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the deserts to give drink to my people, my chosen." God is going to water you and increase you and prosper you. He says, "These people have I formed for myself." Someone say, "I have been formed for God. Therefore, I will show forth his praise." Amen. 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 You know, in Isaiah chapter 46, Isaiah 46, in verse 10, the Word of God says something to us that we need to take note of. Take it from verse 9. God just said, remember not. Yeah? He just said that. And then here in verse 9, it seems like God is conflicting in himself. And he's contradicting himself, but no. He says, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Wait a minute, what do you want me to do? Forget it? Or do you want me to remember it? Now, this is the idea. When God says, forget about what I did, or whatever it is that you experienced before, he means forget whatever it is I did before. But he does not want you to forget him as God, that it is God who did it before, and that God who did it before is the same God who's going to do it now, and the same God that's going to do it tomorrow. Hallelujah. So you may forget about the success of yesterday, but don't forget the God who brought it to pass. Somebody shout hallelujah. He says, I am God and there is none like me. Well, God has a right to boast any day. Even when he's boasting, it's humility. because every time God does something, it's something new. It's always new. Always new. Always new. God is always outdoing himself. Let me say it again. God is always outdoing himself. He's always stopping himself. And that's why, child of God, we must come to a place where we understand very clearly. If tomorrow is not greater than today, what am I doing? There are pleasures in God every day. They are new every morning. Hallelujah. Every day is a day of celebration. When the angels are surrounding the throne room of God and they're flying through, they're going and they're crying out, holy, 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 holy. Because every time they go around that presence of God, they see a new facet. Something new that God just did. Something new that God is doing. Even now, the God who said, let there be light, light keeps on going. Everything God said at the beginning keeps on going. It's still going. It's still going. It's not stopping. You cannot stop God. Hallelujah. I cannot stop God. Well, let me take that back. Unbelief stops God. Not because unbelief stops God from doing what God does, but unbelief stops him from experiencing what God is doing. Because God is always doing something. But unbelief will cause you not to hear what God is doing. Amen? Right here in this room right now, you can hear Fox, you can hear CBC, you can hear CNN, MNBC, all kinds of television stations are playing right this very moment. Radio is playing right this very moment. Right here, there are telephone messages going through. But I cannot grab any of it because I don't have what it takes to get it. But because I cannot see what's going on does not mean it's not happening. Huh? You understand? It's happening right now. As we speak, CNN is broadcasting. You say, really? Yes, it is. I can prove it. In just a moment, this thing is going to tell me something. Oh, I turned it off. Let me start again. I want you to hear this. Because your God is broadcasting.
Okay, well, I have to shut this whole thing. Anyway, if I had not turned off my volume, you would have heard it. It would have said, CNN. Because I'm on CNN right this very moment. I have a device that can pick up CNN right now. Trump asks a defense contact with purported DNC hacker. Wow. Okay. It's the news. Breaking news. What is God broadcasting that you and I are missing? What message is he sending to you right now that you're missing? You need to tune in. I need to tune in. Hear what God is saying. And declare by the word of decree that God is sending a message to you. Hallelujah. You can get it. While I'm speaking right now, you can hear what God is saying to you if you're willing to hear it. Praise the Lord. So God says, hey, forget about whatever it is I did before, but don't forget that I am the God who did it. Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning. From the very start, I declare what the end is. I tell you what the end is going to be. And that end is not going to change. I declare you are more than a conqueror. Your circumstance may be saying, oh man, you are done. Oh no, you're going to fail. Oh no, you're going to be cut off. Oh no, you're not going to make it. But God said, you'll finish the race. And if God said you finish the race, he's already seen you finishing it. And he's declaring the end from the beginning. Somebody shout hallelujah. God says you're a good success. That's all you need to know. So when the devil comes knocking, you tell him, wrong door, wrong address. I've already heard the broadcast. The broadcast says I'm head and not tail, above only and not beneath. The broadcast says there's water in my wilderness. Hallelujah. God has made a way for me in the wilderness. Praise the Lord. I am not going to die in this wilderness. I'm going into my promised land. Somebody shout hallelujah. Declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times. The ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Wow. And from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done. The things, and from ancient times, that not done. Sometimes you need to take the italics out. Because the italics that are put in there are there to help us understand that what is being said. But sometimes it causes us to lose the full impact of what God is saying. Look at it this way. Declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times that are not done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. What is that? God is saying, from the ancient of times that are not done, things that have never been done, things that have never been experienced, I'm going to do it. In other words, I'm going to do a new thing that you have never experienced before and nobody has ever experienced before. You know, we're so tied to what God did before, and God says, I can do more than that. I can upgrade you. Hallelujah. Amen. We started out with, you know, phones years back, you know, party lines, you know, you used to crank it. Remember those phones? No, not you guys. You don't know nothing about that. You saw those party lines? You have to share it with people, and you have to crank, 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 crank. And the call will go from here to there and from there to there. You know, to you to make a long distance call, it takes forever. Then we had phone lines, actual phone lines, big phones. You can have yours. Then we had cell phones, but the cell phone was this big. Wow, people were walking around with major stuff. Oh my. Then we came and we got regular cell phones, but all they could do was just do what phones do, phone. But today, we've been upgrading and upgrading and upgrading and upgrading. Now we can do all kinds of things with the same cell phone. Now, if man can do that, do you think God can do the same thing? What is it that God wants to do now that we are not seeing because we are stuck with what happened yesterday, 2,000 years ago? When he tells us, the works that I did shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do because I go to be with the Father. I'm still trying to speak in tongues. Oh, you got it, you got it, you got it. Now, but God wants to do more than speaking in tongues. 2,000 years ago, a man goes and is ministering the word of God. He left a revival and he goes to the desert. And he sees a man and he leads him to the Lord. And he baptizes him. And after he baptizes him, he shows up in another town. Landed over there. I'm still looking for Air Canada. You think God can do more than Air Canada? That if he wants me right this very moment in Belfast. Say, you ready to go to Belfast? Yes, Lord, let's go. We're gone. Oh, no, it's got to be the devil. Really? So the devil can do greater things than God. What stops God from doing what God wants to do with your life and with my life? That's nothing. The only limitation is a limitation that you and I have put on God, because we are still stuck at looking at what God did before and not recognizing that if he did it before, he can do greater now. There's a God who wants to do greater. Somebody shout hallelujah. Someone say, I want to know the greater God. I want to know his power in a fresh way, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. And verse 6. Word of God says, being confident, present tense continues, being confident, always confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God who started a work in you will continue to do that good work. He will continue to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He's not stopping. Hallelujah. 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 God is not stopping. God wants to do something new in my life. God wants to do something new in your life. He is upgrading you, upgrading me. Hallelujah. It's time to update. Praise the Lord. Push on your chest and say, update. In Jesus' name. Be updated. Right now. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. We live in a day and a time Listen to what I'm about to say to you now, because it is a strong statement. That God is about to raise up 10-year-old. 10-year-old. And the 10-year-old will do things that the scientists of today cannot imagine. It's about to happen in the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I believe it will happen in this house in Jesus' name. Smart. Beyond description. Where the guy, the old guy is, you know, checking. How did you do that? I think there was a commercial. There's a commercial on, I don't know what commercial that is now. But this guy has been traveling, going all over the world, trying to find this perfect island. Do you remember this commercial? He's trying to find this perfect island. And there's this lady already sitting down there. And she asked her, how long did it take you to find this place? Is it just a few seconds? Oh, well, God's about to surprise us. Hallelujah. Oh no, we're not going to be checking all over the place. God is going to pick us from one place and we'll show up in the other place. Somebody shout hallelujah. He's doing it right now. Do we receive it? I have the mind of Christ. If we've got the mind of Christ, what's that mind of Christ for? Is it only to do spiritual things? It's the mind of Christ that God used to create this whole world. And if I've got that mind got to work. Hallelujah. The mind of Christ has to work. It's not an Alzheimer's mind. It's a mind that works. It's not schizophrenic. It's a mind that works. That means that God has to touch people and turn their minds around. Hallelujah. What am I doing with a mind that forgets everything when I've got the mind of Christ? It's not an insult. It's just that we're still stuck with so many things. God is calling us into a new dimension. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews 10. And verse 35. Hebrews 10, 35. It says here, cast not away therefore your confidence, which had great recompense of reward. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which will be rewarded. It says, for ye have need of patience. You have need of patience. That after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by what? Faith. The just shall live by faith. What am I communicating to us this evening? I'm simply saying to us, God is calling us to a place of faith. This place of faith is a place of not just believing that God will do, but that you know that God, who is, has done. And that which has been done is manifested because you can see it. You know it. You are confident. And you're not casting away your confidence. Your confidence in God and his ability to do what he said he will do. Amen? We need to hold on to the word of God. Because God says, he says his soul shall have no pleasure in him that draws back. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Did you know that God had a soul? Yeah. He created you in his image and likeness. God thinks. God has emotions. God has a will. And those are all components of your soul. Hallelujah. And he's saying, hey, he that comes to me must believe that I am, and that I'm a rewarder of those people that diligently seek me. How are you going to diligently seek God? Because you are letting go of the past and pursuing after that which is ahead of you. Amen? Now, let's begin to wrap up a little bit and come with me to the book of Philippians again. Philippians chapter 3. Just as we started, God saying, forget those things which are behind. Paul makes the same statement, but this time he makes it this way. He says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Point. Yesterday was wonderful, was miraculous, was just exciting. I saw things that God did yesterday that were just incredible. And Paul says, okay, God is going to be more incredible today. Forget about yesterday. I saw wonderful things yesterday. Yeah, wonderful yesterday. But God has more wonderful things. Don't you want to open more boxes? You're so excited about, you know, the Gucci watch that you got. I got Maserati car for you. I got a private jet for you. Don't you want to open the other boxes? Oh, this Gucci watch. Oh, I've been looking for this one for a long time. Okay with that. Just say, thank you, Lord. Next. Next. Glory be to God. Next. God, you have so much. For all eternity, you're going to be there for all eternity. You think every day is going to be the same? Oh, yeah, you know, maybe you think, you know, you're going to be there with some of those cupids, those angels, you know, playing your guitar and drum all day long. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hosanna. That's what's going to happen. Boring. If that's what heaven is about, no, I don't want to go there. No. I am not going to be bored in heaven because God has so much that He's revealing every day. Amen? Every day, every single day. And God says, we can begin now to experience heaven here in the earth. Hallelujah. So why am I not experiencing? Because I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to the new things God is going to do today. This is the day the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice and be glad in. Send now prosperity. That's what he said. Send now prosperity. Send now. Same passage of scripture. God has prosperity for every day. Something new every day. A new experience every day. You cannot be bored if you are a child of God. Because God has something new for you. Every single day. Amen? Are you ready to receive it? Are you ready to enjoy it? Now, this is how good God is. That He tells us that even in the wilderness, you can enjoy life. Yeah. You know, you and I can be so blessed that when the people of the world see our worst day, it will be so much better than their best day that they will want even our worst day. So why are we not experiencing it? Because we have not been thinking like that. Not been thinking like that. Thinking, God has good things for me today. Oh, I'm ready. You know, you wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Lord, for another day. Not, oh my God, what am I going to do today? No, there's no boredom in it. You wake up so excited about the new day and the people God is going to bring into your life that day. The exciting things are going to happen that day. And at the end of the day, you come to God and you give a report. You know what? He says, and you shall be witnesses unto me, he said. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. You shall be witnesses unto me. In other words, God is saying, you are going to come report to me about what happened today. Father, oh, the Holy Spirit did some amazing things today. What did he do? What did he do? What did he do? Oh, yes, he did this. He did. Oh, that's so amazing. Oh, so you enjoyed today? Yes. Oh, I can't wait for tomorrow. Yeah. Every night when you go to sleep, it's not, oh, I'm so tired. Oh. Not tired because you did not have fun. But God has to give you sleep because you're so excited you can't go to sleep. So God has to give his beloved sleep. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, sonny boy. I can see you thinking about all the amazing things. Remember not that. Go to sleep. You wake up the next day wired. Hallelujah. On a high that drugs cannot give to you. Amen. 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 Are you ready to experience this new life in God? Then shout, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. Bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we're excited about the amazing things that you have in store for us. Lord, you are encouraging us to let go of some things in the past and to look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. So many times we're so stuck in the past that we begin to hoard. We're hoarding things. But Lord, oh God, you're calling us to release so that new things can come into our lives. Help us to know how to let go of the past. The good, the bad, the ugly of the past. And to look to you, the God who has finished it all, and who has a finished work presented to us every day. We step, O God, into the destiny that you have for us. No more delays. Thank you, Lord. We mount on wings like eagles. We run and we are not weary. We walk and we do not faint. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, we're going to honor God with our giving. Let us bring our gifts of faith. And as we release it into the hands of the Lord, let us be aware of this, that God has great things in store for us. And we don't need to wait for someday when we get to heaven to experience all of that goodness. But that goodness can be experienced now. Because, don't you know, you're already seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Lay your hands on your head and say with me, Lord, renew my mind. Let every limitation in my thinking disappear right now. In Jesus' name, all limits removed. Let me think like you think. Let me speak like you speak. Let me be, O God, your representative here in the earth. Trust me, O God, with a mind that cannot be stopped. Trust me, O God, with a mind that knows things that men do not know. Help me, O God, to see clearly the future, to see clearly the present. Let me not miss anything you have in store for me. Use me, O God, to impact my world and to disciple nations, because your goodness, O God, is revealed in me. Thank you, Lord, for trusting me with finances. Thank you, Lord. I am a lender and not a borrower. I am so blessed. I lend to nations in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.